So we're going to start off with a few scriptures from the book of Exodus. It's Exodus 17, starting on verse 8, but I want to set you up before we start reading that. So it's Exodus 17, starting with verse 8. We're going to read all the way to the end of the chapter. It's only 8 verses, 8 to 16. So Exodus 17, verses 8 through 16. But I'm going to set you up with that first. And so we're talking about the Israelites here. The Israelites are wandering in the desert, but they are fresh out of Egypt. So they haven't been in the desert for very long. They had just left Egypt, crossed through the Red Sea. Jesus had provided, or Father God had provided water for them from a rock and had given them manna from heaven. But they're so fresh out of Egypt that they haven't even made it to Mount Sinai yet and gotten the Ten Commandments. This is how quickly after Egypt this setting takes place. So let's start on verse 8. I'm going to read this to you. And it says, "While the people of Israel were still at Rephidim, the warriors of Amalek attacked them. Moses commanded Joshua, 'Choose some men to go out and fight the army of Amalek for us tomorrow. I will stand at the top of the hill, holding the staff of God in my hand.' So Joshua did what Moses had commanded and fought the army of Amalek. Meanwhile, Moses, Aaron, and Hur, H-U-R, climbed to the top of a nearby hill. As long as Moses held up the staff in his hands, the Israelites had the advantage. But whenever he dropped his hand, the Amalekites gained the advantage. Moses' arms soon became tired, and he could no longer hold them up. So Aaron and Hur found a stone for him to sit on, and they stood on each side of Moses, holding up his hands. So his hands held steady until sunset. As a result, Joshua overwhelmed the army of Amalek in battle. After the victory, the Lord instructed Moses, 'Write down on a scroll as a permanent reminder and read it aloud to Joshua. I will erase the memory of Amalek from under heaven.' Moses built an altar there and named it Yahweh Nisi, which means 'The Lord is my banner.' He said, 'They have raised their fist against the Lord's throne, so now the Lord will be at war with Amalek generation after generation.'" So, like I said, this is Moses and the Israelites and Joshua leading that battle, fresh out of Egypt, fresh after Father God had provided all of these miracles. The miraculous had happened all around the Israelites. And this is one other example of how Father God was providing for them and protecting them this whole time. So in battle, your banner shows what team you're on. It shows what army you're fighting for. The banner goes first. The banner goes before the army, and it's a signal to the enemy whose team, whose army is coming at them. And in this case, Moses' banner, physically, was the staff. And as long as Moses' arms were in the air, the Israelites were beating the Amalekites. They were winning. They were overcoming the Amalekites. But if Moses' arms got tired, and if Moses set his arms down, the Amalekites gained ground. The Amalekites started to defeat the Israelites. So as long as Moses had his arms in the air, they were winning. What happened on the battlefield had absolutely nothing to do with what was happening on the battlefield. And I'll say that again. What happened on the battlefield had absolutely nothing to do with what was happening on the battlefield. What happened in the battlefield had everything to do with what was happening on the mountain. Amen. Nothing in the physical affected the physical, but everything in the spiritual had an effect on the physical in the valley. And so this series that we're in, it's a very short series, is called Make Some Noise. And so this is what I think that a lot of us need to make some noise on and to remember, is that what's happening in the battlefield of our lives has absolutely nothing to do with what's happening in the battlefield of our lives. It has everything to do with what we're doing on the mountain with God. He has given us an opportunity to raise a banner and to appeal. That's what the banner was. The banner that Moses was raising was an appeal to heaven. It wasn't just like a, you know, like a Rocky warrior stance of we're awesome. This was an appeal to heaven. It was Moses lifting his arms in faith and trust and proclamation that Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner, goes before us, and he's the one fighting the battle. This wasn't just a, hey, don't forget I'm up here cheering you on from up here and while you guys are doing all the fighting down there. He had his arms up as an appeal to heaven, and heaven heard the appeal, saw the trust, and heard the proclamation and intervened on the behalf of the Israelites. And so some of us don't see any victory in the battles that we're facing in our lives because we're not on the mountain, we're in the valley fighting. We're not making any noise on the mountain because we're too busy making too much noise in the valley. And we're being overcome by what's happening in the valley because we're only looking in the valley. And so Jesus, Father God, wants us to get on the mountaintop. He wants us to get on the mountaintop and make some noise. See, in the situations that we have with our spouses, with our kids, with our bosses, with our coworkers, with every finances, anything that's going on with us, we try in all of our might on the battlefield, well, my finances will be better if I can just do this, 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 and this, but we're not on the mountain appealing to heaven. My relationship with my spouse will be better if they could just understand all of these things that they're doing wrong and I'm doing right, instead of appealing on our own and our spouse's behalf on the mountain. My kids would just come back to Jesus if they would listen to what I have to say, instead of being on the mountaintop proclaiming that his word never comes back void. We spend too much time in the valley. Too much time fighting here. I'll say it again. What was happening with Joshua, he was a great warrior and a great leader, and he did so many great things, but he had nothing to do with the victory that he was fighting for in the valley. He had nothing to do with it. Any Israelite that was fighting, their weapons were null and void if the mountaintop was not happening with Moses. If he was not doing whatever he was doing on the mountain, these guys were just playing swords. Down here. That's the equivalent of just playing swords. My son likes to play swords, and he thinks he's really good at it. And he will grab a lightsaber, and he will swing with all his might, but he has absolutely no coordination to hit. So, well, sometimes he hits, but it doesn't have any effect because he's not strong enough to defeat any foe that he has. But all the effect up here on the mountain is what defeats the enemy. And some of us, we climb up on the mountain for a little bit. We climb up on the mountain and we crawl up there and we're like, Jesus, help my kids. And then we run back down to the valley and we start preaching at them. Or we go, Jesus, help my finances. And then we go back down there and we don't tithe. Or we go back down there and we foolishly spend our money. Or we go up there, Jesus, help me with my boss, but then we go back down and we complain to all of our coworkers about how my boss could be doing so many different things. And every time that Moses dropped his hands, every time the banner went down, the Amalekites gained ground. And so what you're doing is, it just because you're not seeing an immediate response, you're like, Jesus, got to go do this myself. And you drop the banner. And what happens, it's not worth the ground that you're losing to run back down onto the valley and fight with your own weapons. Your own weapons are powerless. Your own weapons mean nothing. All of your power is up here in the valley. And that's what Father God is showing through this story. This story was not just a story that happened in Exodus, that happened in the Old Testament. And we think, wow, I wish I could see things like that happened in Exodus happen today. I wish we could see, you know, I could lift my arms and see a battle being won. But we're too busy looking in the physical for a physical battle with physical swords instead of thinking, in my life, this applies. Nothing in this Bible was written to just say, hey, this is what God used to do. This is what God still does. This isn't what he used to do in big groups of 2 million Israelites. It's what he does in my small 5-member family. And it doesn't just have to do with battles. It doesn't just have to do with physical wars that happen across countries. It happens inside homes. And this, lifting his arms, wasn't just a sign that happens back then. Why do you think we do this in worship? It's lifting our arms. It's making an appeal towards heaven and proclaiming what he has done over your family. And it sometimes can be discouraging, because I'm sure that Moses looked down onto the valley and saying, I don't see where we're gaining an advantage here. But that's why corporate is so important. And I know we do not have the ability to do that right now. And it's really difficult to not have a corporate setting, to come in and physically see each other. But even when we did have it, that's why it's so important. Moses wasn't alone on the mountaintop. He wasn't there by himself. He had his brother and his brother-in-law with him. He had his brothers with him. And every time he got too tired to lift his arms, they pulled up a seat and they held his arms up for him. And that's what corporate is for. That's why we come together as a family, to encourage each other and lift each other's arms up when we can't do it ourselves. And this is what this whole story is telling us. And I will tell you this too. Like I was saying, is that the Israelites were fresh out of Egypt. They had just been delivered from slavery. And some of us think to ourselves that, like, we're in the middle of too much, like, oh God, I just have been complaining to God so much. I can't possibly go up on the mountain right now and proclaim what he's done, because I've spent too much time complaining or too much time being angry at God for him not doing what I think he should do. And just one scripture prior to Exodus 17:7, the Israelites had just been saying to themselves, they were testing God. This is when Moses struck the rock and got water out of the rock, because they literally were just saying to Moses, is the Lord with us or not? That's literally Exodus 17:7 says, Moses named the place Massah, which means test, because the people of Israel argued with Moses and tested the Lord by saying, is the Lord here with us or not? And then the next scripture is when they went to fight the Amalekites. So he still shows himself faithful to the Israelites and helps them defeat the Amalekites, even when they had just been complaining. And so just because you don't dog yourself and beat yourself up because you've been handling it wrong up until this point, get up on the mountaintop, fix that, lift your hands and make some noise. And appeal to heaven on the behalf of your family, whatever your issue is, your finances, your kids, your spouse, your job. There are a lot of people who don't have jobs right now. And I just want to let you know that God wasn't surprised by that. He wasn't surprised by the fact that your stimulus check hasn't come in. He's not surprised by the fact that you haven't received unemployment yet. He's not surprised by the fact that your mortgage payment is due in a couple days. He's not surprised by any of this. He's not running around in heaven and the angels going, were you aware that they didn't have any money in their bank account? He knew that was coming. He knew that you were going to be stuck with your spouse and your kids for 6 weeks, not leaving them. And he's giving grace to that, but he wants you to appeal to him, to let him show you what he's doing. Because not only is the mountaintop a place where you can appeal to heaven, the mountaintop gives you perspective over the battle. So Moses was up there, and he is watching what's happening on the battle. I'm sure the people, Joshua and the Israelites that are fighting, are looking, and all they can see is the tops of the heads of all of the Amalekites that they're fighting. And when you're at this level, this looks like a lot. But when you become seated in heavenly places and you're seated above the battle, you can look out and say, oh, that's not as big as I thought it was. It's just like Pastor Bill was saying last week about how small we are in comparison to the galaxies, and how big God is to create all of this stuff. And then here we think that our little issues are, like, significant. And when you're seated in heavenly places, you look down at the issue and go, that's really not as big of a deal as I thought it was. When I look at everything going around, it's not as long or as wide or as deep as it looks, because you're higher than the problem. And that's what the mountaintop's about, is being higher than the problem, being higher than the issue. And so, like I said, message was really simple, and I'm already done. I don't know if that's okay, but I want to pray with you really quick. So if you will Bow your heads with me, and we're going to pray for a few minutes, talk. It's a 5-minute message for you. It's like a drive-through snack. And whatever the battle is that you're fighting right now, whatever the issue is, I just want you to lift that to Father God. You can repent for not being on the mountain like you're supposed to be. Or if you're on the mountain and your arms are growing tired, ask Father God to show you who you can reach out to so that they can lift your arms with you. And if you're on the mountaintop and you've got your arms up, keep going. Keep fighting. Keep appealing to heaven, because he will intervene on your behalf. So we're going to pray, and then Pastor Will is going to come and close. Father God, thank you for being Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. You are the one who goes before us. You are the one who is fighting on our behalf. And I thank you for hearing our appeals and hearing what we have to say and intervening for us. I pray for those of us who are in the middle of a battle right now that you would help us to stay on the mountain, help us to keep our arms raised, show us people that we can reach out to help us to lift our arms up and encourage us when we need it. And I pray that you would quickly and swiftly come in with victory and help us to overcome. And like you did with the Amalekites, erase the memory of the enemy from all of history, just like you did with the Amalekites. In Jesus' name, amen.